Officials say they've sent thousands of protective suits for use by workers, some of whom are in their second day of culling tens of thousands of birds in the western state of Maharashtra. This is where India's first outbreak of the H5N1 virus was confirmed Saturday in poultry. Authorities have also sent to the state some 11,000 doses of Tamiflu, the antiviral drug used to treat ordinary cases of flu. Speaking before Parliament Monday, Health Minister Ambamani Ramadas says there is no reason to panic.
As on date, there is no confirmed case of human avian influenza. I would like to assure the House that the situation is being closely monitored and under control.
Health workers have fanned out to some 50 poultry farms in the area of Navapur, roughly 400 kilometers northeast of the state capital of Bombay. Officials estimate 500,000 birds will be slaughtered, then buried or burned to stop the spread of the avian flu. Healthcare workers are going to each house in the area to check for people showing any flu-like symptoms. So far, at least two people have been quarantined as a safety measure. State authorities had earlier reported that a 27-year-old poultry worker had died after showing bird flu-like symptoms, but the exact cause of his death has not yet been determined. India's neighbor, Nepal, meanwhile, has banned the import of poultry and related products from India as a precautionary measure. Patricia Noonan, VOA News, New Delhi.